We have a special guest here today at the Cafe Concerto. You've heard me mention that we were going to be visited today by Dr. Gabrielle Buffoni, who is also the director, among other things that she does in her spare time here at the University,
yes,
of the Sundays at 3 series. And thanks so much for coming by. Everybody, I think, by now knows, because this series is what? Is this the 11th or 12th year, or is it more than that?
It's something like something, 11 or 12.
It's close,
yeah,
to that. Anyway, these are delightful concerts, chamber music concerts that take place over in the Schuck Recital Hall on Sundays at 3 o'clock during,
right,
the year. And you've got one coming up this very Sunday, which features a group called the 442s. We're going to hear some of their music momentarily. But tell us, who are the 442s? And maybe, without getting too technical about it, tell us why they call themselves the 442s.
Sure. So the 442s are an acoustic instrumental group from St. Louis. And they're made up of part players from the St. Louis classical community, involving some players from the St. Louis Symphony,
right,
and then part players from the St. Louis jazz scene. And so their music is sort of a hybrid variety, mm-hmm, of classical and jazz, and some folk and pop involved as well.
Yeah, they're great, great musicians. They've been here before a time or two, and as we've been saying this week, if you didn't get a chance to see them then, you don't want to miss the opportunity now. Maybe this would be a good place for us to tell people how they could get tickets.
You can go to rivercampus.org. You can email to tickets@cmo.edu. You can also call 573-651-2265 for our box office.
And I mentioned the 442s. What is the significance of that name?
That actually refers to 442 hertz, which is a frequency, a tuning frequency for instruments. It's sort of a... over time, the frequency of tuning pitches goes up and up and up,
mm-hmm,
and up. Once,
yeah,
upon
it used
a time,
to be 440, yeah. But go ahead, and that,
yep,
changes the sound. The whole orchestra in St. Louis is tuned,
absolutely,
to 442. So that's where the name comes from.
Yes,
but
it is.
The name aside, they are a great group. Is there anything else we should know before we maybe just get a taste, a sample here of what they sound like?
I think that's a pretty good intro.
All right, well, let's do that then. We've got a piece here, a couple of pieces here that were curated by Lindsay Grogin, our office manager, occasional guest host at the Cafe Concerto, the person who knows how to fix the printer when it goes awry, and a very knowledgeable source of information about music. She's picked a couple of favorite pieces that the 442s do, and so we're going to start with one just to give you a feel for what you'll be able to hear live this Sunday at 3 down at the Schuck Recital Hall. This one is called Caves and the Cold. Music by the 442s, a group you don't ordinarily hear at the Cafe Concerto, but you'll be able to hear them live this Sunday at 3 o'clock down in the beautiful confines of the Schuck Recital Hall. That's when they'll be appearing as part of the Sunday at 3 series here on the university campus. And that was a piece of music called Caves and the Cold. Dr. Gabrielle Buffoni, who's in charge of all this, she puts together the Sundays at 3 series, is here to talk with us not just about the 442s. They're not the only group that's worth coming out for. There are some others coming down the road as well. And also, you're already planning, of course, for the next season.
That's
so
right.
We can talk about that as well. But before we do that, anything more that we should know about the 442s? How would you describe that music we heard? It has a really attractive quality to me.
It does, yeah. I think it's very hard to describe in terms of genre,
mm-hmm,
but it's definitely, it has a very sort of warm, accessible quality to it. There are definitely classical elements, you know, the string mm-hmm, instruments featured, and then also more sort of jazz and folk elements of the vocals and the style. I think it's a cross between the two.
Yeah, and then they're very interesting and infectious-sounding cross, if mm-hmm, you ask me. Well, again, people need to know that there are still some tickets available. You can get them down at the River Campus. The River Campus even has reserved parking for people who are transacting business with it. And, of course, you can check it out online. What is your online address?
Rivercampus.org is our website.
Well, we're going to hear some more music from the 442s in just a moment or two, but let's get a preview of the rest of the Sundays at 3 season and tell us what's coming next and when it's going to be here.
So after the 442s this weekend, we'll have another concert in April 26th, and that is going to be the J3 Trio, which is a trombone, horn, and piano trio.
Interesting.
And that's going to feature our own Dr. Joseph Jefferson, our trombone professor here at Southeast, with Jennifer Preiser, who's a horn player from Carbondale, and she also plays in the Paducah Symphony. The pianist is also from Carbondale named Jenny Kirby.
So, I think I've got the idea how they became the J3s or the 3Js or whatever, yeah.
That's right, Joseph, Jennifer, and Jenny. So they are finalizing their program this week, and so we're really looking forward to hosting them in April.
That sounds like a very interesting performance. I guess it's certainly not unheard of, a combination like that, but it's not all that common, is it?
Yeah, somewhat unusual, yeah. So I think you'll be likely to hear music that you haven't heard before, or at least in a format that you haven't heard it before at that concert.
Great. And that one is in April, you said, I think,
April 26th.
26th, okay. I guess while you're down there, if you're down there on Sunday, you could buy tickets for that one while you're there.
Absolutely.
How about that? Now, are there any more left? The semester's rapidly winding up here at the university. Spring break is on its way. Is there another concert or two left?
The 442s and J3 are the last two of the 2019-2020 season.
Okay.
And usually around mid-April, we announce the selections for the next season. So the 2021 season will be coming up soon.
Well, great. You've had a great series all these years. It's a great opportunity here in Cape Girardeau to hear this kind of music in a beautiful setting and so on. And so we can talk a bit more about the series. Let's make sure everybody knows then there are only two opportunities left to Sundays at 3. We'll be back and talk more about that. But let's hear a little bit more music from the 442s. This is another one that has been specially curated for this menu today by Lindsay Grogeen. It's called Great Blue Sea. Not S-E-A, but just the letter C. Music by the 442s, a group that you can hear that was called, by the way, the Great Blue Sea, like the letter C or the note C, not S-E-A. That piece is typical of what the 442s do, kind of a combination of classical and jazz and other forms of music. And as much fun as they are to listen to on a recording like that, they're really even more interesting and entertaining, I think, if you see them in person. And guess what? You have an opportunity to do that just this very Sunday. Dr. Gabrielle Buffoni has come by to give us all the information we need about that. And again, it's this Sunday at 3 in the Schweck Recital Hall. Tickets are still available. So if you haven't had a chance to see this group, I can absolutely guarantee you you'll be happy if you go. They're a great group of musicians. That's not the only one on the program. There's another one coming up. You mentioned that one is on the 26th, is that right?
Yes, the 26th of April.
And that's the 3Js or the J3s, whatever, but anyway, that sounds intriguing. It's piano, trombone, and
French horn.
And French horn. So that should be interesting in and of itself. Now, I know you've got other things in the works that you're planning for next year and you don't want to reveal at all. The big reveal will come later. But when you put these things together, what do you look to do? It's such a fascinating array of things that you would provide for us every month or so.
Well, thank you for saying that. That is one of my aims, really, is to provide a variety of different groups. This year, for example, we had a cappella vocal group, and I try to draw from various different sections, especially for our students, so they can have every student sort of has a chance to see somebody doing what they do at that professional level in a chamber music setting. I also try to get a lot of new music artists. That's a personal passion of mine. And so we have had new music ensembles and certainly new kinds of genres like the 442s are something else that we aim for.
We do a great job with it, and we appreciate your coming by to give us the information. Gabby, I should be more respectful. Dr. Gabby.
Thank you.
Buffoni from the music department, our talented music department. And again, the concert that's coming up just a couple of days from now, this Sunday at 3, features the 442s.